Clock says 9:14. That's close enough. Let's get started. Good morning, everyone. You know, I think this is going to be a good day. I remember we used to have work done by a man, and we'd say, "Good morning, Bill," and he'd say, "Well, what's good about it?" And sometimes he'd just say, "Morning." But you know what? This is a good morning. And I'll tell you one reason why it's good. It's because the Lord Jesus, He loves you just as much today, this morning, as He loved you yesterday, and the day before, and the day before that. And in fact, as much as when He hung on the cross at Calvary, when He died for you. So that makes me happy, and I know others are happy because of that, and it is a good morning. So I think we ought to begin by singing. Got a hymn sheet here. And by the way, before we start singing, I'm going to be handing out money to the boys and girls that are sitting on the front rows. So if there's anybody interested now in coming to the front, come right on up. We love to see you on the front rows. See my bag right there? All right, who's got a song? Anybody have a number they like to sing off this hymn sheet? Five? Great. Let's start by singing number 5. Let's sing the first and last verse, and that way we have time to sing a few more songs. So, number 5, verses 1 and 3.
Oh, happy day that takes my child.
Singing. Anybody else have a number? Which one? 16. All right, number 16.
Whosoever he
rises shall shout the sound. Send the blessed tidings all the world around.
I'd like to repeat what I said before for those that have arrived. I'm going to be handing out money to those that are sitting on the front row. Boys and girls that are on the front row are going to get money. I got a bag full of it. No, I didn't win the lottery, because I don't do the lottery, but anybody else have a number? Song? How about it? I think we're off to a good start. I really enjoyed the singing here today. We've got 47 songs. We've already sang two. So anybody else have a number? Or if you don't know the number, how about just telling us the name of the song? Or the first line of the song. Anybody? Yes. 32. Number 32. All right. So we're going to sing the first and last verse. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Yes. 11. Number 11. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your I look around this room this morning and I see those that are singing like they really mean it. They love the words and they love to sing about Jesus and they love the salvation that they have in Jesus and they love to sing about it. That's good. Now, I'm going to repeat what I said before and I'm going to add something to it. For anybody that's sitting on the front rows, we've got a couple seats left here. And maybe I'll say the second rows, too, because we've got empty seats on the second row. So any boys or girls that are sitting on the first or second rows, you're going to get a bag of money. And also, I have to give to you something that's better than money. Something better than money. So, it's getting better. Money plus something better. Okay, who has a number? Song. Anybody else have a song? We got time for at least one more. I think we're just getting warmed up here. Yes. 30. Number 30. Number 30.
Weeping will not save me, though my face were bathed in tears. That could not allay my fears. Could not wash the sins of years.
Have a song off the back. I don't even think we sang off the back of the hymn sheet here, but all the songs we sang were wonderful songs. 46, all right. I see it says children's hymns and choruses, so let's do 46. And of course, this one here we like to break into parts, so we'll ask the girls to sing their part where it says any calls. And he calls all the G-I-R-L-S. I'd like to ask only the girls to sing that line. And the boys will ask you to sing the very next line where it says, and he wants all the B-O-I-S too. And together we sing the rest of the song. Number 46.
Glad T-I-E-I-N-G-S.
So we'll just set these hymn sheets aside. You can put them under your seat if you like. Now, Question. Did anybody learn a verse for today? Oh, I see quite a few have learned a verse for today. Now, we've been doing some traveling, and I must say, I'm not sure of which verse was in the Sunday school paper for today. But you don't have to say the one in the Sunday school paper. That's very good if you can say it. But if you know a different verse, that's fine. But I'd like to call on those that really know the verse really quite well, because we don't have a whole lot of time to spend on the memory work. It's very important, though, memory work. There was a little girl, and she brought to the Bible Hour something that she had made, and it was an owl. And it was very nice. And it was colored so very nice. And here were the words that were on the owl. Three words. Be wise. Memorize. And I never forgot that. You know, boys and girls, you're young, and you can learn verses quickly. And that's good. So when you're young, memorize, and memorize the Word of God. Now, who has a verse they would like to say today? And I don't want to scare you with this. This is not a club. I think you all know what this is, but it's nice when everybody can hear what you're saying. It's so encouraging to hear the boys and girls. So, let's see, we'll start with you, okay?
Sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23.
Very good. That's beautiful.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23.
Good. Very good. How about anybody here? Three. All right.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23.
You know what? I think I know what verse was in the Sunday school paper last week. How about you? You want to try it? No? Okay.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23.
Very good.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23.
Beautiful. No? All right. Anybody else? Oh, over here, sure. Let's start at this end.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6:23.
Beautiful. Good.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6:23.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23.
Beautiful.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6:23.
Good, good. Is that everybody? Don't want to overlook a soul. Well, that verse wasn't hard to say. And, you know, it goes right along with what I'd like to talk about today. It's beautiful. And it's not a hard verse to learn. And I really appreciate the fact that God, in this book, you know, this is the Word of God, He makes verses simple so that boys and girls can learn verses and we can know, even as a child, what the Lord is trying to say to us. And you know, the Lord Jesus, He loves the children so very much. He really appreciates you, boys and girls. And I hope you appreciate Him. Well, I told you that I was going to be handing out money. And I'm not going to make you work for it. It's going to be a free gift. And I understand from that verse, Romans 6:23, that even though the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. Well, isn't that wonderful? The very best possession that you or I could ever have, and I hope everybody has it here today, it doesn't cost you or me 1 cent. It's because Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary to save our souls and to cleanse our hearts and to make us whole and to give us this wonderful gift of eternal life. Years ago, I can recall we attended a conference over in Dorothy. And our brother Jim, he may remember this, and I'm sure others do too. My uncle, Mr. Ralph Buchanan, or I should say Clausen, Ralph Clausen, he stood up in the front and he offered a free gift to anybody that was willing to come to the front and accept it. Can anybody remember what the gift was? Nobody remembers? How about somebody in the back? Yes. You're exactly right. He had a bunch of dollar bills in his pocket here, and he began to pass these out. And you know what? The line just got longer and longer, and he kept passing out these bills one after another. And I got to thinking to myself, my, he is very generous. And the fact is that everybody that wanted a dollar bill, they got a dollar bill. I never asked him how many he gave out, but it seems to me it must have been 100 or more. Now today, I must say, I'm not being that generous. I can't offer what I have in my bag to everybody, but I am offering it to those that are on the front rows. And I'm going to tell you this. What I have in my bag are bags of money. And in each bag, at least $100. Of real money. Now, how many believe me? Put up your hand if you do. Here's one boy here. There's two over here. See, my wife trusts me. That's a good thing, right? This boy here, okay, more hands are going up. Well, that's interesting how we seem to have an influence on one another. If somebody else thinks something's good and you pay attention to that person and they mean a lot to you, then you start thinking about the fact, well, yeah, maybe that is good because my friend, he goes for it. And so what I think I'll do is to ask the boys and girls to come to the front and receive your bag of money. Anybody want to come and receive your bag of money? Okay? Just line right up here, and then after you get your bag, you can go back to your seat. Okay? I hope nobody's too disappointed. But this is real. It's interesting what we will do for money. Money, money, money. That's something that people place a great importance on today. We need some of it, you know. It's nice to have food to eat and clothes to wear and a house. And so, well, look at that. I didn't run out. All right. Everybody got their bag of money? So, Anybody happy with their bag? Okay. Good. This money is, I believe, worth something. Now, it's not worth $100 bills. Why? Can anybody tell me why? Yeah.
It's shredded.
It's shredded. Exactly. It's shredded. I guess we all know what shredded means, don't we? Some of you maybe eat shredded wheat for breakfast. Well, this money has been shredded, and the fact is, every year, the United States government shreds money. At the present time, though, I understand they're not shredding it. It's being pulverized. Money wears out, and instead of shredding it, they pulverize it, which means they make a powder out of it. And I found that very interesting because money wears out. It doesn't last forever. And I think that perhaps some of you here today were a little disappointed in the fact that the money was shredded. But I will say this. Today they're pulverizing the money and they're not shredding it. And so it's possible that this in time will be a collector's item. Now I said earlier in this little meeting that we were offering something even better than money. And that's why I put on this little bag of money a verse. And this verse is from the Bible. And I wonder if somebody would be willing to read this verse. Okay, could you read that verse to us?
Everyone that asketh, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye but come ye buy and eat.
Yea,
come buy wine and milk without money, without price. Isaiah 55:1.
Very good, thank you. And so we have here in the Old Testament a wonderful verse. I'd like to turn to it. Some have it on their bags. If you don't have a bag, you can turn to it in the Word of God, because I believe that what we have here is infinitely more wonderful than money. And people place a great importance on money, but money, in time, it disappears. It goes away. It doesn't last. But what we have in this verse is an invitation, I believe, from the Lord Himself to enjoy that which truly satisfies our hearts. And that's what we want. We want to be happy. And you know, money really doesn't make a person happy. I read an article about men that have died very wealthy, but very unhappy. And there was a man in Ontario some time ago, and he won the lottery. I think he won over $6 million. But he rather regretted having won that much money. He was rather a quiet individual. He enjoyed his life the way it was. But then after winning this money, he felt, well, he needs to spend it. So he went out and started buying some expensive toys, like race cars, and he bought a Camaro. And he began to drive a lot faster than he used to drive. And so he began to get speeding tickets. And he got one after another, to where they suspended his license. So then he says, well, I need to get a chauffeur. He bought a Lincoln Town Car. And now he has to decide who's going to be his chauffeur. Well, he put forth applications. I think he got 70-plus applications. Now he has to try to figure out which one of the 70 should be the one to drive him around. And things went like this, and he really wasn't happy about his big win. And I'm sure we could relate many, many stories. You know, in the very town I live in, the young man that plows our driveway, his name is Bill. And just this summer, he won $100,000 in a lottery. Well, no, it wasn't this summer. It was during the winter, because I begin to wonder, is he going to continue to plow our driveway? And he did. He continued to plow the driveway. But you know what Billy told me? He said, I could not sleep for a week after I heard that I'd won that money. So now money's keeping him awake. And that's not a good thing. Somebody said that money can buy you a bed, but it cannot buy you sleep. And sleep is very, very important. And there are many people today that are very wealthy, but they worry about their money. They wonder if their money is going to be safe. And they even lose sleep over it. And that's not good. Well, I believe here in this verse, we have a call. Ho! And I believe it's the Lord himself, and he's trying to get your attention. You know, sometimes we drive down the road, and there's somebody on the corner, and they almost step out in front of your vehicle, and they go like that, and you find out what they want. They want to wash your car, turn in here, and get your car washed. It's like, hey, wait a minute. Well, here I believe the Lord says, ho, everyone that thirsteth. Now, I believe we're not talking so much about physical thirst here as we are talking about a thirst in our hearts, in our souls, for that which can make us truly happy. And I wonder if there's somebody here today, one of you boys or girls, you're not happy. And you feel in your heart that you want something to make you happy. Well, here we find the Lord is offering to you that which will satisfy your heart. And the Lord Jesus, it tells us, he satisfies the longing soul and he fills the hungry soul with goodness. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Well, if you're thirsty, you really appreciate water. And there's fountains back there, and I've been back there taking a drink of that nice, cool water, and oh, how refreshing it is. And the Lord Jesus, he wants to refresh your soul. He says, come. Come. That's a beautiful word. What does that mean, come? A little girl said one time, that simply means he wants me. And we sang it in the song, remember? That was number 46. He calls and he calls all the G-I-R-L-S, and he wants all the B-O-I-S too. And so he offers to you that which will make you happy, but it's an invitation. Come! Come, have you come? Come ye to the waters, and he that has no money. Now, These bags are supposed to have over $100 of shredded money in these bags. But you cannot go to the store, the Walmart, or you can't go to the Wendy's or the McDonald's and expect to get a hamburger with this. Because really, in the eyes of most people, this is no money. This is worthless. But on the verse, here it tells us about those that have no money. Something more than gold is in this verse. Something that's more wonderful than $100 or $1 million or $1 billion. And I know there's people in this hall here today, if they were offered $1 billion on this hand or eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord on this hand, they would accept this hand. How about you? $1 billion can probably buy you about anything you want here in this world, but it's not going to last. But eternal life in Jesus Christ is that which goes on and on and on. And it's wonderful. It's to be with the Lord Jesus forever in his happy home in heaven, eternal life. And so there's nothing more wonderful than to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus. And so it goes on here to say, he that has no money, come ye. The invitation goes out again. Come. Buy and eat, yea, come. Come, come, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Come ye to the waters. Waters refresh. And that fountain back there, so refreshing. Take a nice cool drink. Wine, it tells us in the Bible that wine, it makes glad the heart of God and of man. Brings joy. And milk is that which nourishes. Nourishes. And so God has for us a wonderful offering here. And it's without money and it's without price because Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. We sing a little song sometimes. It goes like this. On the cross for me, on the cross for me. Dying there in agony. Jesus paid the price himself, the sacrifice. On the cross for me. And now the Lord Jesus, if we turn over to the New Testament, I believe it's John chapter 6, verse 35, the Lord Jesus says, he that comes to me shall never thirst. He goes, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So it seems to tie in very nicely with this verse that we have here. Some time ago, I gave these out in another place, and I noticed after a meeting, some of the boys, they actually opened up this little bag, and they were trying to piece together these little strips of money. And I think they were trying to make $100 or something like that out of the money. And I thought, that's not going to work, I don't think. But they were trying. But, you know, we try to come up with money some way, somehow. But the important thing is, what is more valuable than gold, than money? $100, $1 million? It is salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. And we need to trust him for salvation. Because the Lord Jesus, he did the work at the cross. It tells us that he died, he was buried, but he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, to this wonderful book that we have here in our hands. And salvation goes on forever and ever, and that's a wonderful thing. You can't lose it. You know, even if I was giving out dollar bills like my uncle back there and Dorothy, those dollar bills wear out. In fact, I'm told that the dollar bill, it lasts about 17 months now. That's the average lifespan of a dollar bill. And I imagine a $100 bill would last longer than that. But after 17 months, pulverized. But what we're talking about here, it goes on and on. It's a happiness that lasts because it's eternal life. And it tells us over in John 17 that this is life eternal, eternal life. To know God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who he has sent. Now, I see our time is gone. We sang a song, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." It's the only remedy for sin. The blood of Jesus. Think about it. The Son of God gave his life and love for you and me at the cross. And now he lives. And he is coming again. Are you thirsty? Are you hungry in your heart, in your soul? There's only one who can satisfy your thirst, your hunger. And that's Jesus. Jesus. Well, I see our time is gone. So, you can keep these little packets. Maybe put them away. And as I say, it's a collector's item. Might be worth something more in a few years. But I must say, I hope the Lord comes before that. So,